You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio now in light of the major event to celebrate Braille 200 at the British Library. Joining me now is Ki Kwang Sung, one of the sponsors of the event, who is the co-founder at Dot Incorporated. Ki, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure and happy to be here and sponsoring the event. And also, I'm really looking forward to our interview about introducing our company and technology.
Well, speaking of which, can we get a little bit of background about Dot Incorporated? Can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Dot Incorporated, we are based in South Korea and Seoul. We founded Dot Incorporated in 2015, so it's been 9 years, our company. So basically, we are providing Braille cell technology, and based on that, we're providing also a Braille smartwatch and also Braille tactographic display called DotPad. With the DotPad, we want to actually make the world more accessible dot by dot, providing tactographic display and also tactographic store.
You've mentioned tactile graphics. Now, what's been emerging in Braille technology is multi-line Braille display and tactile graphics. Now, we've all been used to one-line, single-line Braille displays, and multi-line and tactile graphics is something fairly new. Can you tell us how important it is to advance Braille technology in this particular direction?
Multi-line and tactile graphic display actually can provide various different random graphics and also multi-lined Braille information for Braille users. So the DotPad can connect with the various different operating systems and platforms so that we can get text information and also image information, and the DotPad can render the text and image information into multi-line Braille and also tactographic. Basically, what is important is that a tactographic display can help visually impaired and blind people understand the better the spatial information, so such as chart and table and layout of the PowerPoint information would be also really helpful to improve their productivity in their daily life and to access the internet to find a multi-lined Braille information could help visually impaired people and blind people to access the internet more faster. Tactographic display can provide the whole generally graphic user interface for the blind people so that we can have more richer contents and also more productive way to access the internet.
Now, one thing to mention about this sort of technology, there are other multi-line Braille displays and devices that provide tactile graphics. What would you say particularly stands out about the DotPad?
DotPad basically provides standard the Braille distancing dots. What we can do with the DotPad is that we can display tactile graphics and multi-line Braille at the same time on the same surface area so that not only providing just tactile graphics, but also we can put labels and we can put multi-line text at the same surface so that we can use just one tool to understand Braille and graphics at the same time. And the DotPad is portable, and also the battery life is up to more than 24 hours. So it's really handy. The core advantage of the DotPad is the compatibility. So DotPad can connect with the VoiceOver, macOS, iOS, iPadOS, and also Windows OS. So we can connect the various different platforms and get the information and display on the pad. So blind people can understand the whole digital contents better on the DotPad.
Now, you are sponsoring our Braille 200 event taking place at the British Library. How important do you think it is to celebrate Braille and how it's developed and its importance to the blind and partially sighted community?
First of all, it's such an honor to for us to be part of the event. And the Braille 200 is it's been 200 years since Braille came out. And Now we are entering new dimension of tactile graphics based on the Braille standard size dot distancing. So I think, in the world, like there are so many digital information based on the visualized contents, and the Braille can deliver, so many informations, including the Braille and text. But at the same time, after 200 years, we are having some better opportunity to provide, pixel technology, like tactile graphics. So I think it's really, really meaningful to, introduce tactile graphic technology and tactile graphic contents in the Braille 200 events.
How do you feel about how Braille has managed to adapt to the modern digital world, with a lot of people saying, they're worrying about how Braille will be able to adapt with modern technology? And, we can clearly see it's doing a very good job. What's your opinion on that particular area of how Braille is adapting with modern technology?
We can provide voice contents and audio-based contents a lot. But I think Braille itself in this modern area is very, very crucial to learn everything and to understand the better world. Because when I think about, I'm just living the life with hearing something, not reading, the contents. I'm a sighted person, so with the eyes. I mean, it doesn't really make sense not to have the Braille and text information that I can read, except for the audio information by my ears. So the Braille can actually make the world more understandable. And also, when we learn something, when we get education, when we do some work for our productivity, I think is really, really crucial to have. So I think Braille has, it still have so many potential and also so many, the possible to explore more.
If people would like to find out more about your products, and also if people would like to potentially purchase your product, where can they do that in the UK?
So that pad is a 320 cell device. You have 300 cell of the tactile graphic area and also 20 cell single line Braille display area at the bottom. You can use the dot pad, by providing tactile graphic in the tactile graphic area. And also, you can use the single line Braille display area to get the description of the tactile graphics. So the good thing about the dot pad is that we have two different monitor, like dual monitor, so that you can read multi-line text at the 300 cell area. And also, you can edit something by checking the single-line Braille display to the display area. So this concept can improve the productivity of the visually impaired and blind people as well. And also, when we connect the dot pad with the operating systems, there are so many different information coming out of that at the same time. So we can productively provide the whole different information at once on the dot pad. If you want to buy the dot pad in the UK, we are working with VisionAid here as a distributor, and you can have the hands-on experience, and also you can have dot pad experience with the VisionAid in UK.
And do you have a website that people can go to learn more about your company?
The website link is dotincorp.com. So you can come to dotincorp.com and find more information about the dot pad.
Fantastic. Ki Kwang Sung, we are looking forward to seeing you at the Braille 200 event. But thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.